Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless.
Hebrews chapter number 4, Hebrews 4, and then also in the Old Testament book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter number 18. And then I just want to take one little verse from one of the Pauline epistles there in the book of Ephesians. Three places tonight I believe God would have us, trying to be mindful of the Holy Spirit tonight, most of all. And if you've got your places, we'll hold one finger in Hebrews 4, hold one little finger there in Ephesians chapter 1, and then the other finger over in 2 Chronicles, rather, chapter number 18. And we'll read together the Word of God tonight. And if you found your place and would like to stand with us, I want to invite you to do so. I want to read, first of all, in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4. And we'll begin reading in verse number 12, just that verse there in our ears and our hearing tonight. The Bible says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Now, I want us to look quickly now over to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1. The Bible says, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." The Bible goes on and says in verse 6, "To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved." Let's look over quickly now in 2 Chronicles, chapter number 18. 2 Chronicles, chapter 18. And pick up here. We know that Israel now is a divided kingdom. And we have the king of Judah and the king of Israel, and they're in conversation. "And Jehoshaphat," verse 4, "said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of prophets 400 men, and said unto them, Shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for God will deliver it unto the king's hand. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord, besides that we might inquire of him?" It's interesting there. 400 prophets have all said the same thing. Go up and fight. Go up to battle. And Jehoshaphat says, "Is there not somebody else we can hear? Someone of the Lord." And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him. For he never prophesieth good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah, the son of Imul. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. And the king of Israel called for one of his officers and said, Fetch quickly Micaiah, the son of Imla. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, sat either of them on his throne, clothed in their robes. And they sat in a void place at the entering in of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenath, had made him horns of iron and said, Thus saith the Lord, With these thou shalt push Syria until they be consumed. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it unto the hand of the king. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah came to him, saying, Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king. With one assent, let the word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. And Micaiah said, As the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak. And when he was come to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go up? Shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, Go ye up and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand. And the king said unto him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would not prophesy good to me, but evil? And again he said, Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spake, saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. And the Lord said, Thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoke evil against thee. I want you to look now down to verse number 27. And Micaiah said, If thou certainly return in peace, then hath not the Lord spoken by me. And he said, Hearken, all ye people. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to battle, and put thou on thy robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, Fight ye not with small or great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they said, It is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed him about to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. For it came to pass that when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harnesses. Therefore he said to his chariot man, "Turn thy hand, that thou mayest carry me out of the host, for I am wounded." And the battle increased that day, howbeit the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the even. And about the time of the sun going down, he died. It's the most interesting ending of a man's life. A lot happening in this chapter. A lot going on. I'm interested tonight in this king of Israel whose name is Ahab. I'm interested tonight in allowing the Lord to enlighten us about his character, about how he lived his final days, and about how the Lord intervened in his life. And I would ask tonight, as we look at this text, we could look at ourself tonight, sinner and saint alike, and come to the conclusion what the grace of God brought this man, and the fact that he said, "I am wounded." Let's bow for prayer. Father, I want to thank you for the day you've given us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word in its length and entirety, Lord. I want to thank you for what we've seen thus far in the service, God, how you've gathered us out here tonight. Thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in this place. Lord, I pray specifically, Lord, for the service tonight. Have your way in our hearts, Lord. Manifest yourself to us in a special way. I pray, God, you would even tonight, Lord, as I confess to you openly to this congregation that I have no power within myself. Lord, I'm looking unto you tonight, the author and finisher of my faith, to fill me and empower me, Lord, that I might preach in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, I pray sinners would be affected, saints would be exalted, God, tonight, as we reflect, Lord, on the battlefield. As we reflect, God, on that very moment, God, when you dealt with our soul. I pray, Lord, tonight, God, help our minds to be renewed. Help our hearts be encouraged tonight. I pray that you would deal with us accordingly, I pray. Touch the dear pastor of this church in his sickness, Lord. Would you touch his body?
Yes, Lord.
Now I ask these things in Jesus' name. And the church said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for praying and reading with us. You can be seated. What I find amazing here in the Word of God is how that God has authored all things well. And what we find here in this in this portrayal to set the runway, to be able to set the stage for the truth that I believe the Lord wants to present to our hearts this evening, let us reflect once again when dealing with those spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He said, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love."
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. I hope it's been a help and a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.